Okay. Thanks for waiting for me so late, because this is the last time. So let's get started. Today, I'll discuss about the effect of volumetric water contents on physiological responses of Leishmania mauritiana. This plant is also called as spoonleaf yellow lucid stripe. I think just call it Leishmania mauritiana seems more easier, but because the English name is so long. This is a biennial plant, and this has somewhat succulent leaf. And this is one of the native plants in Korea, but it also inhabit in some Pacific islands, such as Hawaii. Actually, I saw this plant in the last conference. It was just planted in the garden in a hotel. And so some of you guys might have chance to see this plant. And this is used as ornamental plant, and it can also produce some phytochemicals, which is some phenolic compounds and some antioxidant compounds. And it is also known as to have some tolerance in drought and salinity. In general, as the plant get the drought stress, they reduce the growth rate and photosynthesis activity. However, they increase their phytochemical concentration in their body. But this is just matters with the water potential, which means the severity of drought stress. But actually, the drought duration time also matters with this plant responses. So this study is focused on how do the plant respond to the drought stress with the various kinds of moisture level and also the duration time of the drought stress. So this is the objective of this study. So we observe the two kinds of manners, which are the one is growth responses and the other one is about the physiological responses. So we gave the various kinds of moisture level and the duration time. This figure just showed the overall progress of this experiment. So we saw the seeds in the 128 plug tray, and after 45 days, we transplanted the seedlings, and after 30 days of acclimation period, we just set the volumetric water content set point. And then after 4 days, the all treatments reached at their set point. So let's call it days after set point, which is zero. So it is DAS zero. And then we harvested 3 times. So this is the DAS 1, 7, and 14, which means the 1 day and 1 week and 2 weeks after the set point reached. So this just show the experimental condition, which contained the DLI, temperature, relative humidity, and carbon dioxide concentration. And as I mentioned, we made some soil moisture, 4 kinds of soil moisture levels, which are 30, 40, 50, and 60% of volumetric water contents. And then we harvested 3 times. And then we arranged the plants with the randomized complete block design. I did the repeated measurement, and I analyzed the data with pairwise comparison. We used automated irrigation system to maintain the volumetric water contents in each pot. So we used EC5 soil moisture sensor and data logger and relay driver. I just skipped the detailed operation principle in this slide. This graph just shows how do the volumetric water content changes over time. So as I mentioned, at the DA zero, the all treatments would reach it at each set point. And then it was maintained until the experiment was over. And we measure various kinds of parameters. It can be divided into 2 parts. The first one is about growth, and the other one is about physiological responses. So the first one contains plant height and number of leaves and shoot and root, fresh rate and dry rate. And the physiological part is about photosynthetic rate and leaf water potential and some root and shoot water contents. So from now on, I'll discuss the growth responses at the first time, and later I will discuss about physiological response. So there in this slide, there are so many slides, but we can just check the simple things. I mean that the plant just grew well in the experimental period. So the x-axis is the time, and the y-axis means some various kinds of growth parameters. So, and also in the last period, there were also significant difference across the treatment. So I'll discuss each harvest time, DH1, 7, and 14 in the upcoming slides. So this is data of the AAS1. As you can see, there were no significant difference in all parameters. That's because this day is just the one day after the set point was reached. So this is just the thing. However, in the DA7, in most parameters, there were significant difference except root dry weight. So it means that in the lower volume to water contents, the growth were inhibited. This is very similar with the DA7. In DA14, except plant height, leaf number, and root dry weight, many parameters showed the same trend with the same as the DA7. We can just check with these pictures. As you can see, in the DA1, the plant seems a little bit similar, but in the DA7 and DAS14, the plants with 30% volume to water content treatment seems a little bit smaller than other treatments. This is the second part of the result, which is physiological responses. We measured the photosynthetic activity and some water contents of the plant. So this shows in the lower volume to water contents, the physiological responses also inhibited in the DAS1 already. But in the DA7, however, the significant difference was they disappeared, except root water contents. So we can just conclude that the plants which got the draw stress, they alleviated their draw stress, and they just catch up with the other higher volume to water contents treatment plants. So there were no difference. This is very similar to the DA7 data. In DAS14, there were also non-significant difference in many parameters except photosynthetic weight and root water contents. So it means that the effect of alleviation was maintained until the experiment was over. This is a summary of the result. The upper graph is about the growth responses, and the bottom part is about physiological responses. So the most left side is DAS1, 7, and 14 in the order. So as you can see, in case of the growth responses, there were no difference in the earlier period, but in the later period, there were difference. But however, in the physiological responses, there were difference in the earlier period, but in the end of the experiment, there were no difference. So it can be concluded that the growth responses is kind of a slow response, but the physiological response is kind of relatively quick, and the plants can alleviate their draw stress. Maybe most of you guys recognize that there were some exceptional parameters in my data, so I'll discuss about them. The first part is about root growth. As you can see, in the case of the root dry weight, there were no difference in all period. But however, in the case of the root water content, they were all different in all period. So I think about that the reasons. So in the case of the root dry weight, the plant with the 30% of root volume to water contents, they tried to absorb more water, so they didn't inhibit their root growth. So there were no difference across the various kinds of moisture level. But in the case of the root water content, actually the root water content itself is very susceptible to the volumetric water contents in the pot. So you can see the graph, and then you will notice that the volumetric contents and the root water contents seems very correlated well. So there were always difference in all periods. And the second part is about photosynthetic weight. And it seems a little bit more complicated, but we can just notice that there were difference, and the difference was difference disappeared between the DAS1 and 7. But after that, the difference reappeared in the between the DAS7 and 14. Why does it happen? We have to think about the other parameters at the same time, which are stomatic conductance and transpiration rate. In the DAS14, there were no difference across the treatment in stomatic conductance and transpiration rate, but there were differences in photosynthetic rate. I think I can just assume that this is not because of the stomatal behavior, which means the carbon dioxide limitation or something. But we didn't measure the enzymatic activity or something, but we can just assume that that might be because of some reduced enzymatic activity or some light reaction reduction. That because the 30% of volume to water content treatment is relatively severe drought stress, and the days after set point 14 is quite long period, so the plants cannot alleviate their drought stress in this condition. So this is the conclusion. So investigating how the plant respond to the various kinds of drought level and the duration time of drought stress is very important. So in this study, we noticed that the 30% of volume to water contents is enough to be very severe level, and the plant react very dynamically over the time. And also, we noticed that the growth response is relatively slow, but physiological response is relatively quick. But this phenomenon is actually specific, and some various kinds of environmental factors can affect to this phenomenon. And we also figure out that the plant react more dynamically with according to the time, more than I expected. So when we want to measure the drought stress or some response of plants, we must take account of the time, which means the duration time of the drought stress is very important. Thanks for listening. Actually, I measured in the DAS 28, but there were just a little significant difference in that period, and I concluded that the plant actually does not grow much. This is just the small plant itself. So there, that growth is maximum, I think, and the root was very compactly young in the pot, so I think that the DAS 14 is just enough to measure.
How did you decide on the volumetric water contents for the study?
How
it
did
seemed
I?
Pretty high.
Yeah. How did I decide the level? So, if you see this slide, this is measured by the the machine, and the 60, 50, 40, and 60% is correlated with each kind of the kilopascal, which is easily available range. Yeah.
I'm just curious what size pots you had, and did you have any issue with accuracy of your soil moisture sensors in limited volume of media?
Yeah, I used a 4-inch pot, and when I calibrate the sensor, I used the same pot, so the sensor was just in the middle of the pot.
Thank you.